All right, that'll do it for our program, but don't go anywhere. The boys from Jaguars Thursday have set up shop. Messrs. Shadrick, Lagerman, and Baselli. What's up, fellas?
Yes, we have. Hey, thanks for turning on my mic there, Joe. Appreciate that. Yes, we have. We've set up shop. I'm here. Logs is here. Baselli's missing in action, but...
Imagine that, Frank.
Marcus Pollard is with us tonight,
holding it down.
MP.
Holding it down.
You know, well, you traded up. Let me just say that right now.
I like that, Frank. That. I knew I like you.
MP traded up. Oh, that's phenomenal. Hey, how's OTAs? What do you think, boys? Brandon Linders today said he's been playing guard. Logs, that surprise you?
No, because I've seen it kind of with my eyes over the last couple weeks, but I haven't been able to talk about it. But tomorrow we'll find out more. You know, tomorrow we'll find out more to what we can actually see a real practice in its entirety.
And, you know, Marcus is involved. Marcus, you're so involved with these players. You're kind of a guiding light for them sometimes. What's it like? What are the OTAs like for these guys, the rookies who have just gotten here kind of feeling their way, right? What's it like for those fellas?
Well, you just said it. You hit it right on the nail on the head, kind of feeling their way. They're almost blind. And I'm kind of like Braille, helping them figure out where they're going and navigating around with the coaches and some of the older players. And they're just kind of feeling, brother, with little Kane just tapping along the way, trying to figure it out. But it's been great. It's been great for me to kind of help them navigate and figure their way around and get acclimated to the city and the team. So it's just been a great transition.
Any other metaphors you want to throw out
there?
Braille, guiding light.
That's exactly what they're feeling right now.
Well, Marcus may be helping them, you know, find their way, but I can tell you, Frank, at 5 minutes to 6, Marcus was in here. He has adjusted to the world of Tom Coughlin very well, I must say.
Meanwhile, the oaf over here is not.
Whoa, wait a second. I was told the show starts at 6. I was 2 minutes early.
Tom said if you 7 minutes, you need to be 7 minutes early to be on time.
That's correct.
Well, guess what?
What's that?
Tom's
last
not listed,
time I
right,
checked.
Tommy?
I think Joe Fortunato is the producer.
Joe needs to be retrained.
not Coach Coughlin. So when Joe tells me to be here 7 minutes early, I'll be here 7 minutes early.
How about that?
Now, practice.
When you're not in Mexico, sure.
Oh, that's true. If I'm vacation, yeah. No, it's vacation, JP. I was out early today, Marcus. You know, Doug and Tom's deal. I respect that. I was there early.
Yeah. Out at practice. I saw you out the line.
Early.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, when are we on the road again, boys? That was fun. When's the next one of those?
When are we?
Oh, you tell us.
Oh, yeah. You guys are in charge of that.
Am I invited?
They don't ask me, bro.
Frank, stop, Frank. You and everyone knows this are in charge of all sales and all the all big sponsorship deals. And listen, we got free pizza, ML Mushroom. You got some Benjamins.
Crisp ones, huh?
Crisp nice Benjamins. Dead presidents.
Maybe two, maybe not. I don't know if I got them, but they might have made their way over here.
Yeah, I think they might have snuck into your pocket one way or another.
JP, what's coming up tonight, brother?
Well, we're going to visit with Marcus Pollard early tonight. They've got an event coming up, a camp of sorts. We'll get the breakdown from MP coming up.
And I have a camp coming up, too, a big camp.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that maybe, too.
Really excited.
Really excited. Right.
Nobody's invited here, but it's a big camp.
Oh. A little OTA talk as well. What's going on with the offensive line? That's always an interesting topic with Tony, and we'll go around the league as well.
I look forward to hearing it. It is Jaguars Thursday, folks, and it starts right now.
Live from the HananiaAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday.
Jaguars Thursday.
J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
We're underway, off and running, Jaguars Thursday. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Baselli, special guest tonight, Marcus Pollard. Special guest. Tony, it's good to see you in the flesh finally. You're here in person. You're not an international traveler this week. Like you were on some beach in Mexico tequila last week.
No tequila shots. People around me were shooting tequila shots, but not me. I'm a professional, JP. No alcohol when you're working.
Only margaritas.
No, it has no alcohol. Shots. Maybe virgin margaritas.
Oh, really? Okay, Shirley Temple.
When you're working. Okay. What do you mean you were working?
I was on the phone with you guys.
For like 10 minutes, man. It was an awful phone call. It sounded like you were around the world.
It was long. It was windy, too. I was trying to hide under the blanket. It was bad. It was
bad. You were on the actual beach when you called?
No, I was by the pool. It was.
Why am I not surprised by this?
I don't know. You know, it was family time. Get together. It was nice. It was good. But I was only gone a week. You act like I haven't been here for weeks.
This is not the first, nor is it the last.
No, I'll be gone next week, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Then Marcus and I have a camp in London. We're going to do a camp in London. But I'll be calling from London, doing the show from London with you guys. I'll Skype then. Yeah, I don't think you're right. You're gone.
I'm gone.
Yeah, I think you'll be gone. Be just me, you, and JP.
Wow.
Me in London, you here.
How about that?
That'd be exciting.
Great. What a show. That'll
be great radio.
I can't wait for that one. Put that one on your calendar.
Put that on your calendar. Break down the London talent. Marcus. I might make Marcus come in and do a little breakdown.
Yeah.
You want to know the best Marcus Pollard? I don't know what we're supposed to talk about.
We've got plenty of time. We've got a whole hour
we're supposed to talk about.
We were in London last year, and Marcus somehow decided he was the head coach. Like, he was the organizer of the whole thing, which he's running around, you know, doing cheers. I couldn't decide if he was the cheerleader or the head coach, but he got it all going on. So the last night, we're all going to go to dinner. And the problem – not the problem, but the one of the things last year, the camp was an hour and a half train ride outside of London. So every day we're going back and forth. We wouldn't get back till late at night. This year it's in London, which will be a little bit more fun. But the last night we got back early and we were all going to go to dinner. And Marcus, you know what Marcus wanted to go get dinner? What he wanted to eat in London? Barbecue.
What?
Like pork or something?
Barbecue.
You don't go to London to eat barbecue.
Thank you. Marcus. I said, Marcus, what's wrong with you? We live in the South. Like, the barbecue.
Take a week off from barbecue.
Of the world, and we're going to go to London and eat barbecue?
Do they even have barbecue?
Did you
there?
Find it?
No, we didn't go. I came in.
Tony shut it down.
I put my foot
you,
down.
You mean, Marcus, you actually found a barbecue place in London?
Oh, yeah. They have reservations and everything. And I said, no, we are not going to
barbecue. One place, apparently. One.
But it was it had 5 stars.
On TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor. Yep. Yeah.
So Marcus has a deep fear of like,
it's all, you know, you got to remember it's relative now. I mean, it's 5 stars for London on barbecue, which means over here in the States it's not going to get 5 stars.
No, it's not the same. No. No, it's not. So Marcus has a deep fear of food that he does not recognize.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't be?
I don't.
Like what?
Like anything.
If I can't recognize it, bro, I can't eat it.
Wait a minute. What did you eat on the Great Race? You had to eat something.
No,
right?
I didn't eat anything on the Great Race.
Like, if it's not like plain, like, I mean, he is a plain eater.
Plain.
I mean, as plain as you can get. Like
steak.
He goes
steak,
to an Italian
meat and
restaurant.
Potatoes.
He goes to an Italian restaurant. He gets noodles with butter, no sauce, because he's afraid of what's in the sauce. I mean, he is plain.
I'm plain. And so I'm easy.
You're
picky.
You're boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I tell Marcus, I said, we're not going to barbecue. Boring. He says, what do you mean? I said, we're going to an Indian restaurant. He about lost his mind.
So guess what we're going again this year?
But you ate and you enjoyed it.
That's right.
We ordered for him and said, trust us. And he enjoyed
and
it.
Marcus, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
It was good.
And we're going back this year.
To the same place.
Same place.
Oh, I mean, there's thousands of restaurants in London you could choose from. You go back to the same place.
Oh, it was a feat. Well, because Hussein, who's... used to be here, but now runs the operation
VP of International
over in London. Picked this place last year, and he orders all the food for us, and it is off the chart. It is a feast.
It's good.
It
very nice. We'll get to that camp coming up. Marcus, you've got a coaching camp coming up here in town, right? What's going on, man?
We, as we've done the last several years with Coach Bradley, and Doug wanted to do it this year, continue the tradition, but we, we're having coaching clinic. This year on June 8th here at the facility. You come out and watch practice.
That's like a week
from
tomorrow.
Today.
Yeah. Week from today.
Today. Week from today. Today's June 1st, 7 to 1 7 is 8.
Thanks, Tony.
7 plus 1 is 8.
8. Yes, June 8th. Okay.
So Doug will address all the coaches. Come out to practice, then Doug will address the coaches. There'll be a lunch for them, and then we'll also have some speakers. Talk to some of the coaches about the importance of social media and how that's impacting young lives, and also have some.
Who's going to give that presentation? You?
Ooh. Oh, you don't know yet?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, you do.
But we're waiting.
Oh, I see.
It's a surprise.
Okay. Because, you know, that's kind of different now, because, you know, most of the coaches, I'm talking the old school coaches,
right.
You ask them a question about social media, they've got no idea.
Well, see, that's just the point. So because all their kids nowadays are totally hooked on social media. I was talking to one of the coaches, local coaches today, and he was telling me about one of the kids that's jumped on Facebook Live and was saying all manners of things. And this is a kid that's being recruited by a lot of universities. And here's something that he's putting out there that's not positive. Mm-hmm. So if we don't educate the coaches about the importance of social media, how can they educate the players?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the back way around.
Well, I mean, it's not social media that's saying all the bad things.
But, no, it's the kid.
You know, yeah, I mean, come on.
Here's like, what I tell them. Don't be an idiot.
You know, raise them right.
It's easy to say don't be an idiot,
well,
but if you don't teach them how not to be an idiot.
Well, I have two boys, and I can constantly tell them, don't be an idiot.
So we know who's not hosting the social media portion of the event, and neither of these two guys, for sure. So June 8th.
Don't be an idiot?
Yeah, pretty simple.
Where do coaches register?
They can register at youthfootball@jaguars.com.
Is it just for high school coaches or youth any coach?
We would like to stay towards high school coaches and middle school coaches in the area.
Okay.
Not like Pop Warner or Pal or, you know.
Middle and high school.
Middle and
youth
high
school. Youthfootball@jaguars.com, June 8th, a week from today,
so
7 days from right now.
With this clinic, are the Jaguars practicing that day? Are they
yes.
So they're going to be out
open,
there.
Yes, open to the all the coaches that
okay.
show up for the clinic.
So they're going to be there to actually watch.
They get to stay the whole time.
So they're going to watch the coach and actually work.
Yes.
That's pretty
so
cool.
So they'll get a little insight that –
that nobody else will
like
get this.
Now, media doesn't even get
Did you give the coaches rules that, you know, social media is not to be used while they're at the clinic?
Right. They'll be part of the instruction.
Is the instruction before or after practice?
Well, so the social media instruction. But we're going to have a pre.
You got a twofold instruction.
Right. Twofold
one of the coaches that you can't, you know, use
right.
social media while you're out
so
practice.
I shouldn't have been doing Facebook Live out there today?
No, you shouldn't have been.
Oh, dang. I'll make a note of that.
Too late now. I can't take it back.
Oh. I don't even know how Facebook Live works. But
you figured something
I need
else
education
out.
On social media.
Oh, yeah. I did. The other night we did Instagram Live.
That was a trip.
That was good. We had a lot of viewers.
Great.
Nobody watched.
No,
nobody
that's not
watched?
True.
No.
We had
scores.
We had a handful. I can track it, Jeff. I can tell you who watched.
Nobody watched.
I have comments about how great
so
that was.
Your kids don't count.
Insight. It was my brother, actually, not my kids.
All 100 followers you got on Instagram. So there is a coaching clinic going in the U.K., too. You guys were talking about that earlier. That's
not a coaching clinic. It is
part coaching.
Well,
clinic.
It's part coaching, but the
you don't
first
even know what it is.
Well, yeah.
You're in it.
He's the organizer.
You're like on the photos for
yeah,
the brochure.
I coach, and I do the coaching clinic. I do both. It's players 18 to 25, I believe, or 26.
18 to 25.
For the first day and a half, 2 days, and then the last morning is a coaches clinic from coaches all over Europe. We had guys from Sweden and Germany and.
So age 18 to 25.
Yeah.
Where are they playing over there?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's huge. So I went to – last time I was in London a couple months ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I went to a London Monarchs – no, London Warriors. That's who they were.
And the Monarchs
London,
was World League.
That was World League. London
NFL Europe.
Warriors football team. And they have – basically it's club or semi-pro football. And you, from ages 18 to as old as you want. Like, I was working with the offensive line. I said, you guys all coming to the camp? And they said, well, we want to, but we're too old. I go, how old are you? One of the guys was like 33, 34. These guys, and they practice. These guys pay to play football. And it is
They pay
to play football. It is grown men, and it is, they travel all over. Now, they were just in the UK league last year. Now they've elevated to like the Europe league. So they're going to be playing teams from Germany.
So they have like a structure like soccer to where
oh,
you
yeah.
have
well,
a.
Well, no, they can go up if they want. But they want it and they wanted to go
I got
up.
You.
But yeah, it's similar. But and these guys are serious. I mean, we were out there practicing on this field. They're in full pads and they love it.
You're going 2 a days. Coach Pacelli's like, we're going tonight, too.
Oh,
get
yeah.
ready.
I could
hydrate.
I actually enjoy it as much as anything I do because they love the game so much.
Yeah, they actually love it.
You know what it reminds me of, Jeff? Remember when you were in high school and you just loved football? I mean, did you ever love football?
I love football and
no, but
college and
about,
a pro, too.
But with all you got, the practices were like, but like when you
yeah,
were,
yeah,
I
yeah.
remember in high school, like practice was like, man, we could go
no,
to
but
practice.
Here's the best thing is that who wouldn't want a coach? When you're coaching 18 to 25 year olds and where they're playing at over there, they're paying to play.
So they got skin in the game.
I mean,
oh,
I mean,
so like,
when you talk about a coach's dream, is that you're coaching guys that are paying to play the game. Yeah. They want to play the game.
Paying for you to coach.
They're not. Yeah. So, like in high school, I remember I loved football practice.
I might be able to coach in that league.
I've always loved.
I tried to get you to go, by the way.
Great. I can do it.
I've loved all football. I love football. But playing high school football, like you love practice. And then college, you like practice, but, you know, it's more about just the game. And in the NFL, it's like, I enjoy the game. There's practice. I'm going to do it because it's going to make me better.
Mm-hmm.
These guys love every aspect of it. I mean, they come out. They were mad. And they get mad because we don't have full pads during the camp. They want, like, full pads on the camp so they can, like, knock each other out.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not in full pads?
No, not for the camp. We're just
not for the camp. It's more of an instructional kind of camp.
More, it's an instructional camp. But at the practice that I go to, it's full pads. And these that's Marcus. Some
old guys. Some old guys. There was one guy that was telling me, I'm the offensive coordinator. I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm also the quarterback, too. Yeah.
He's about 40.
About 40 years old.
One guy
old blues talking, walking in after
there's
that.
One guy who works in the factory or something. He's an offensive lineman. He's probably 6'1", 290. I mean, big.
290.
Big, thick guy. Like, wow. But he was like 37, 38. I'm like, doesn't that hurt? He goes, I love it. I'm like, God bless you.
I love it.
I mean, I loved it. It was great. I mean, they just love the game. And which, to your point, Jeff, which makes it fun when you're over there. Because they are hungry. I mean, they want to. So it reminds me of coaching high school football here where they're like, you know, because in the pros, you get guys like Marcus who think they know everything.
Ooh.
And they're not very coachable.
Ooh. Shots fired. Ooh.
No, not everyone's like me, JP, who's Ooh. Absorbing all the way to the end of his career.
What,
to
what
be
he
better.
Played twice as long as you in the league?
Shots fired.
Well, right? Because he was just coasting. He didn't put
it all. I wasn't giving it all.
You wasn't giving it all. I gave it all. Everything.
Okay, that's what it was. So that's coming up this summer. The Coaches Clinic here in Jacksonville for local middle to high school area coaches is a week from tonight. Email youthfootball@jaguars.com to register.
And we are closing the email address on next Wednesday. So it's a way for us to get a head count. So if you're listening, go on, do it tonight or Monday. Tuesday at the latest because we're shutting it down on Wednesday.
We may not do it over the weekends. Is the site closed on the weekends?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, people take the weekends off. You know, weekdays, the most people at work in front of the computer. Mm. Maybe they're down in Mexico on the beach.
Maybe.
With the wind blowing in their hair. You never know.
That's why I was just curious.
You never know.
The website's only open during
the maybe they
hours.
Work like you, Tony. Maybe they decide they come, you know, 2 minutes to work. Yeah. And,
mail it in.
There we go. Mail it in. Yeah.
You going to feed them?
Yeah. You going to feed them too?
How many square meals a day? One, two?
At the camp or at the clinic?
No, at the coaching clinic next week.
Oh, they only get one meal.
Lunch. Okay.
Logs will be here. We'll come for that.
We had three squares last year.
We had three squares.
It was interesting at times, but it was good.
Yeah.
It was very interesting that he's talking about the camp
cafeteria.
Cafeteria in London.
Mm. Different food now.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't any barbecue there, let me tell you that.
No. Marcus, it's good to see you.
I'm not leaving.
You're not leaving?
No, he's staying.
So you're staying the whole show.
Oh, baby.
Oh, good to know.
This is Joe Foe said, hold it down, so I'm going to hold it down.
I did not realize that.
It's a four-man booth today.
I like it.
So you can just be quiet.
Can you handle driving a bus with this many passengers, JP?
We're about to find out, aren't we, there, Jeffrey? This portion of Jaguars Thursday is presented by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association and Visit Florida. Play local, eat local, stay and play. Daly's Place open for business. The next show, June 10th, Tears for Fears, right up your alley.
Speaking of Daly's Place, I got some insight from one Joe Fortunata about...
The one who actually was the first musician to ever play at Daly's Place.
I learned something about JP that I think is breaking news. It's breaking news.
He can sing.
We'll break it next segment.
This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.
We got good chemistry, I'll say, on and off the field. And, you know, we just stay in each other's ear if we see anything. I'm able to sometimes watch the reps, even if I'm on the field like today. I saw some stuff, and I'll talk to him about it. But just staying on him, just like, you know, he's going to hold me accountable. But, you know, from him, the safety is everything. You can tell that we're out there getting everything going.
A.J. Boye today after practice on the field. Finally. Good to see the free agent cornerback out there. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Vaselli, Jeff Loggeman, Marcus Pollard. Jaguars Thursday continues on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.
JP, you've been hiding from us for a long time that you are quite the musician.
Singer. Oh, I'm not. No.
No, that's you are.
Very you're much overselling.
No. You are the lead singer of a band that Joe, our producer, plays the bass.
Right.
And you guys tour, I understand.
Do we?
And you opened up Daly's place before Tedeschi Trucks.
You guys did the sound check.
On Friday, we were the first to go out there and play.
What'd you play? What songs did you
play? We had a whole list. We played for 2 hours.
You didn't play for 2 hours.
We did play for 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, they played for 2 hours.
Yes. 2 hours.
And how many different people did you guys have come out there with instruments, vocals, the whole nine yards?
Let's see. It's me and Joe and Mike Webb in the office, and then three. He didn't come. About six normally, and then Meredith from the office came up and sang. Mega and Cassie from the office came up and played guitar with us. So kind of off and on, it was great.
Well,
it was fun.
Like, what's your like marquee song?
Do we? Here's the real question.
All over the place.
Do we have any audio?
I don't think so. Some audio
singing.
Not ready to roll.
I don't think so. No, it's not going to work out. We'll get to it next week.
I don't care how bad it sounds.
Yeah, we don't care how bad it sounds. We want to hear it.
No, we don't. No, we don't need to. It's okay. It was the third time
we're
going to
play that
at some point. Yeah,
sometime
sure.
Coming up on Jaguars
so
Thursday.
What was your
Max?
What's your like? If you like, if we said JP,
get the microphone. It's radio.
If we said JP, sing us one song. What are you singing?
I don't know. We just kind of pulled Jump out of
you're
nowhere.
Missing
Van
the
Halen.
Point of the question.
I don't know.
If I'm asking you right now,
I'm not singing right now.
I'm not saying. I don't want.
What
you
are
to.
You asking me?
Like when you guys go, your go-to, if you go out to a club.
If you were trying out like for America's Got Talent.
Or American Idol
or
American The Voice.
What would you
say? That's all I'm asking. Thank you, Jeff.
Ooh, I don't
you get a chair to turn on The Voice. You get a chair to turn.
A chair to turn?
Yeah, if all of us had our back to you right now, you were going to sing to get us to turn our chair around to vote for you.
The Voice. Don't worry about the show name, JP. Just give us a song that you would sing.
What was the best one? I can't remember, Joe. What do you think? It wasn't Shine. No, it was terrible.
Not Shine. You did a good job with Baker Street,
yeah,
I thought.
It was all right. Yeah.
What was JP's worst song? Street.
Jerry Rafferty.
Something we played at the end when we were just stretching and we didn't really know it that well. Could have been anything. But.
We played Jump, Van Halen. That was cool.
Okay, I know that song.
Yeah. Metallica. That one. That was good. I enjoyed that one.
What song? By Metallica.
Inner Sandman.
Oh, Inner Sandman. Give us a little.
No. I'm not singing.
Just a little.
I'm not singing.
Come on, just a little.
I'm not doing it.
You want
Can't
to, really.
It,
you
I
really
want,
want
to.
I know you do. I can look at your face and tell you really
can
want
we?
To.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I won't go there tonight.
So how long have you been a rock star for?
We've played like three times together, this group, right?
Yeah. Where do you play? Like, how do I hire you guys to come to
hey,
the party?
I got a better question.
You can write J.P. Shadrick a check for $3,000,
no.
We'll make sure the band gets there.
Hey, what I want to know is what's the name of the band?
We don't have one yet.
Bro, you got to come up with a name. You can't have a band without a name.
I don't know. I'm not in charge of this band.
No
Joe's
name
in
band.
Charge of
the so
Joe's
no Marcus,
band.
Come up with
Joe's
a name.
The coach.
You can do it.
Well, you guys have to let the hair grow a little bit longer.
It's going to take a while.
Now get a wig.
It'll take a wig.
Get one of those 80s rockers wig.
One of many things. Yeah.
Or just
Jeff,
go completely bald. You can go either way. You can go completely
shave
bald.
It off.
Shave it off.
How about the whole group go bald and call the Baldies?
That's a terrible idea.
All right, so I got a question. Let's get this back to serious conversation because,
yes,
JP, you have been to, maybe not in each of them in its entirety, but you have been to the three shows that were at Daly's Place.
That's correct, yes.
Give us a report.
I've been to two of the three.
You were, all right, well,
yeah,
give us a report.
Joe, you were at one. Did you go any, Marcus, this weekend? No. Tedeschi Trucks Band started it off Saturday.
From what I've heard,
show.
They were great.
It was hours after Greg Allman passed away, so they had to change the set a little bit, it sounded like, and it was fantastic. Different show on Sunday with Train, OAR, Natasha Bedingfield. More lights, flashiness, confetti, but the sound was good. If you're into them, it was great. Good crowd. A lot of energy. Tony, you were there.
Say this about I did not make the opening night, but I was there for Train and Dave Matthews. I didn't know who Train was, but realized I'd know about seven of their songs.
I thought like half of them were Maroon 5, but it was really Train.
It was great. Yeah,
I mean,
unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable show. As much fun as I've had in the venue, there's not a bad seat in the house. You feel like you're right there involved. It's high energy. The crowd's into it.
How's the sound?
The sound clear good? And crisp. And then I went and saw Dave Matthews, who I'm not a huge fan of. I don't dislike him, but he is talented.
Yeah, that was an acoustic show.
I mean,
show
playing
a
the
different.
Acoustic set with the guitar and him singing, it was so clear, the sound. It was very enjoyable. I mean, in that place, it was packed.
The parking's easy in and out because there's so
the
much
the whole
parking.
Thing's easy. I'll say this about the way they've gone about it. It's not all the way done yet. And you, I mean, there's still things they got to finish up construction wise and clean up. I mean, just minor stuff, I think. But it's first class, and the lineup that Mark Lamping and the team have come up with of artists and shows and the frequency of it. If they, you know, and then you one day you add that whole shipyards and entertainment. Mm. Wife and I said it. Like, okay, there's something we would come downtown to on a regular basis now. Yeah. From the beach, mm-hmm. from Ponte Vedra. We drove 30 minutes twice and came down, and we would do it. It's that enjoyable of a night. I mean, it's a great night for a date or, you know, if you're married or girlfriend, whatever. Or whatever you want.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
Marcus,
I mean,
what do you
see? There's a lot of different options nowadays. There's a lot going on. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah, that's equal opportunity.
I'm trying to be kind.
So what, have you seen the list of shows, Marcus? You're going to get out? Are you a music fan?
I am. I'm a huge music fan. I think that was my gift I wish I would have gotten was the ability to sing, but I can't sing at all. I enjoy singing, but I'm terrible. Mm. Yeah, I love music. Any genre of music. Classic, any country, R&B, hip hop.
Some good country shows.
Yeah, there's a couple ones.
Zach Brown's coming.
Yeah, we'll be in London.
Dierks Bentley's coming.
No, there's the two that I'll be in town for, which because we're not in town.
I'm hoping they get Chris Stapleton.
That'd be nice.
That would be a good show.
We're not in town for Zach Brown because we're in London.
That's right.
But I'm going to go see Lady Ann Bellum.
They're coming too.
That's right. July 27th, I believe. And I want to go see Dierks Bentley.
Yeah. Should be good.
I mean, those would be great. Even like Tears for Fear.
That's coming up. That's the next show up, the 10th. They're using this time, this about week and a half to,
Marcus,
to
that's like, that's
work
like,
on a few
were you
things.
In that era, Tears for Fears?
The 80s, yeah.
80s? Late 80s.
You know younger, some right? songs.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan. It's a little depressing for me. I mean, you know, it's not the most uplifting music. Would you disagree? I mean, is that
some of the hits are there.
Do you know any Tears for Fear songs?
Yeah, like
sing
shout.
One.
No, I'm not singing.
Shout,
Tears for
Fear.
Let that's it on. Out.
That's the only one I know. Then what else?
Well, that's one.
Oh, that's one
for one. What's the other one?
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yes, everybody wants to rule the world. That's another one.
They have some good songs.
Yeah,
they do.
Not my favorite group, but it'd probably be one of those things like Train. I'd go and be like, oh, this is better.
Oh yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
Train was amazing. It was a great time.
So, this portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Daly's Place. Get your tickets.
Well, you should.
Daly's Place.
I'm telling you what. The whole thing, the setup there, the indoor facility is going to be set up right next door. I mean, it is a entertainment destination. I mean, to come down here for the night, you hope, you know, start getting a couple more restaurants and places to go out before or afterwards with it. It's first class.
Well, the after party's at my house, right across the river.
Go to JP's.
Let me know.
Will you sing?
How long did you and I talk in the parking lot after the show? Maybe 10 minutes? That was it?
That was it.
I got in my car, drove right out.
We Ubered.
It was easy.
Yeah, it was easy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's what, 5,500?
Yeah.
I mean, you compare that to...
Dave Matthews had 6. I think it was sold out at 6.
Jaguars game, you know, you're talking 60-plus thousand. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, compared to that, it's pretty mild.
Yeah, I learned a good Uber trick, too.
Oh, please tell everybody.
Here's an Uber trick. So I dialed up an Uber right away, right after the show. $100 get back to the beach. I'm like, $100, golly. Waited 30 minutes, 25. Died down, demand, supply.
Is that
demand.
A trick?
It was a trick to me. I almost wasted $75.
Yeah.
It's a public service announcement. I'm trying to help people out.
You might have helped a lot of people out tonight, Tony. Thanks.
Great, plus, the Uber is the greatest
thing. How about we come back and talk a little football?
Just walk, so that your tip is walk across the street over there, get a beer.
That's what we did.
And wait a while.
Went over to the stadium.
Yeah.
Over to the...
peak times, off peak.
Yeah.
Intuition.
No, the... What's the place next to the arena?
The bar, little like, bar right there. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's come back and switch gears and actually talk a little football.
Oh.
How about that?
We do that here?
Offensive line.
Oh, it was
Brandon Linder.
I was out there today, and I got to be careful. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say and not say, so I don't want to step on.
So check the rules during the timeout, Tony.
I'll ask Marcus what I'm allowed to say.
Do you think he knows?
He's Popo.
He is. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.
Yeah. I've been taking some center snaps in the drills and before practice. But yeah, I've been mostly guard. No, I mean, yeah, it's just something I have to continue to work at. Now I got to, you know, perfect my guard set and get back to honing in on my guard techniques. But so that's what OTAs are for in the summer.
Brandon Linder today saying he's been taking guard reps during OTAs. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Baselli, Marcus Pollard.
Holding down.
The Popo here with us. So glad you're with us on Jaguars.com.
Marcus,
as well.
Just, if I say anything I'm not supposed to say, just, you know, give me the sign, I'll stop.
What is the sign?
I don't think it's that big a deal, honestly.
Think what's that big of a deal?
That he's taking guard reps. But every year they cross the train. They did it last year, and they're doing it again this year. I think it's smart, and where you want to end up, and right now, you got to assume Brandon Albert's not coming. Now, I think he'll end up being here when it costs him money. But you only can practice. I mean, coaches say it all the time, and I used to kind of laugh at it. But now, coaching high school football, they're right. You only can coach what you got. And what's there. And that's what you had to prepare for. And so he's not here. And so you start looking and start putting together, because I'm a big believer of this, you want to put your best five guys on the field. Your best five.
Okay.
And so the question you would have are, is your best five better with Linder at center and, let's say, Omame at guard? Or is it with Shatley at center and Linder at guard? And so you basically start going, is where are you better? Are you better with Shatley at center? If that's where they go, Shatley at center, and because he's, you know, he's a higher rated player than Omame at guard, even though they play different positions. I mean, every year, I mean, at least back when I was playing, the scouts and the coaches would rank the offensive line 1 to 10 in the room, regardless of position. You kind of rank who's who. I think you want your best five out there. And I'm not saying Shatley's your best five right now. It's OTAs. But what this allows you to do, with Linder coming out and telling us he's been practicing a guard, you cross-train, and you get a picture of everyone working and how they work together. And so that when it comes time, if Brandon Albert does not come in, that you can, you know, get your best five out there. And if that's with Linder at center, great. If it's at guard, great. Because I'll argue right now, if Brandon Albert's here, your best five are – Albert, Robinson, Linder, Can, and Parnell. And you put Robinson down inside. Now, I don't think the coaching staff believes that right now. I don't think that's where Doug and Tom and Dave's head are. They're saying he's a left tackle. That's just me. That's what I would do. But without Brandon Albert, you can make an argument that maybe your best five is with Shatley in there or somebody else, Reed at center, whoever it is, and Linder at guard.
Yeah, but I think you – if it were me, and look, I think Brandon Leonard's a great player wherever he plays at. He's your best offensive lineman, whether he's playing right guard, left guard, or center. I think hands down.
Is he your best offensive lineman if Brandon Albert's
here? But is he what?
Is he your best offensive lineman with Brandon Albert here?
Okay. Yes. And here's the thing, that if you have your best player and he can play one of three spots, whether it be the, you know, either guard spot or the center spot. And I've said this for a long time, the center blocks somebody on every play that can disrupt the play. Every time. A guard doesn't do that necessarily on, let's say, run and backside. You know, but the center engages somebody every play that potentially could make the play and blow it up.
That's not true.
What? No, I'm just saying is that I want –
How's that
want,
true? You run a gap scheme, he's blocking backside, the guard, backside guard's pulling. And the center's a completely backside player at that point. But, and they're going to run a lot of gap.
Every play, the center blocks somebody capable of making a play, period. And I think if you're going to have your best interior player, and he was equally good, I thought, at guard as he was at center, particularly towards the end of the year, that you would want to have your most talented interior player at center. Because, first of all, he's the captain of the ship. And he can take that leadership role, and it makes you better to have your best interior player at center, in my opinion.
I think your best five are out there, and I'll go back to when playing here, when we, you know, were number two in the league in rushing and a pretty dang good offense and a good offensive line. Our worst offensive lineman was the center.
Yeah.
Every year. No matter.
You're right.
Outside of Cheever before he hurt his back, that was about for a half.
But in today's day and age, where you see more 3-4, and particularly in your division.
We saw 3-4 in our division because we're playing.
Does that make that much of a difference?
No, I think it does. No, no, absolutely. If you're going to see all three, four, it does. That center becomes now as a head up.
Because in the division, that's all you're going to see.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're right. But I'm saying we saw it back then. I mean, Pittsburgh was in our division.
But that was it.
Well, Baltimore. Now. Yeah, but Baltimore back then ran a lot of, you know, 4-3 under and, you know, Shaden, Siragusa, and Sam Adams. I mean, they did. I mean, there was, it wasn't 100% like it is if you have that shaded guy.
I just wondered if he, you know, because Leonard said he was working at guard. I mean, last year was the first year that Brandon Leonard played center, I think, in his.
No, he played in college a little bit.
Very little.
Yeah, a couple games.
Very little.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
Very little.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my point is,
but if you're planning on letting him play center, I mean, being so new to the position, wouldn't you want him to be taking more center reps? So it makes you wonder, is this a long-term type of vision that, you know, they want to move him back to guard, which he played at a very high level, you know, a couple years ago.
And just hearing Doug Marrone say it, you get the idea listening to Coach Marrone that there's only a limit to what offensive linemen can get done in OTAs, but until the pads go on, because you're not going to really see a whole lot until
the footwork. I agree with that. Right? I agree with that.
I mean, there is,
so you can work
footwork
certain
and everything
things,
else.
Footwork.
You're still working on
footwork. Yeah,
yeah. But they'll really find out for sure when it gets real.
I go back to it happened last year. You did the cross training. I mean, Marcus, you're out there more than all of us. They change position. They get different looks. They try different things. It might just be that. Or maybe it is they're moving Linder. I mean, we don't know that. No, I mean, they're not going to tell us. And even if we did know, we couldn't say it. I wouldn't tell you, and I don't know. I think it's just cross-training, and I like it. I'm not saying I'm right now saying, Jeff, I disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you in the fact that they might be best with Linder at center. I don't know is my point. I want my best five guys out there.
So if,
that's all I want. I want my best five guys
Albers
out there.
If Albers is here. He's the sixth guy in this rotation.
No, in my opinion, he's the
he's the second best lineman or first best lineman in your opinion?
If Brandon Albert.
Brandon Albert is in the house?
Yeah, he's in house. He's here. He's showing up tomorrow.
He's at worst your second best.
And you start him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Starting left tackle.
Without a doubt.
So then what do you do with Cam?
Put him at left guard.
Let him figure it out. Where you know, if he can earn
put him
a spot,
at guard.
If he can earn a spot at guard, let him fight it out for a spot at guard.
And if he doesn't, not, then he's a backup
swing
tackle?
Guy. Swing guy.
Oh, yeah. But no, Brandon Albert. Is that worst? I mean, guy's made multiple Pro Bowls. Now, he didn't finish great last year because he had some nagging injuries, and I think he got a little bit heavy. Go look at the first half of the season, how he played. Go look at how he's played throughout at times of his career. He's a good football player now. I mean, he is a good football player.
Smart football player. Smart. Went to Virginia, by the way.
Oh, gosh. That's all part of the problem. That's why he's not here right now. Yeah, he's your – I mean, I probably, if I gunned ahead, probably say he's the second best after Linder. But – He has probably better credentials than Linder right now,
right?
From what he's done, but Linder's younger and has much more upside. But yeah, he's your starting left tackle, and I would immediately the moment he walks in here, and I put Cam Robinson at left guard. Now, from conversations, I'm not sure that's what the what they're thinking, but that's what I would do.
Barring where you got drafted, right? Number one overall, but. Could you have made that transition?
Yeah. I'll say the year after I got picked second overall in the draft.
Second overall, by the way.
Second overall. Yeah,
Kerry Collins was a way better player.
No, it was.
Oh, yeah.
First one wasn't Kerry Collins either.
Oh, my
either.
God. Yes,
I mean,
Kerry.
I'm just saying.
It wasn't Kerry Collins. He was
Penn
the fifth.
State, Rose
they
Bowl.
Traded.
That's right.
For Cincinnati, it was Kajana Carter.
Kajana Carter.
Was the first player picked in that draft?
Yeah, running back.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah, I got hurt. Like,
oh, I'm sorry. I said
hurt on
that, didn't I?
But anyway.
Yeah, both of them were way better than Tony. Kerry Collins and Kajana Carter.
Whatever, I could care less. The following year, Jonathan Ogden got picked second overall out of UCLA, second or third by Baltimore Ravens, and he started his career at left guard for 1 year because they had Tony Jones, who was a Pro Bowl left tackle, and who's in his last year of his contract.
Kind of same thing they did in Miami with Lamy.
Exactly right. So if they would have had, let's say, Gary Zimmerman or someone like that, an older guy when I was coming in, whoever it was, could I have played left guard?
Play guard.
I would have played left guard until – they were done, and I moved out to left tackle. If you're a good offensive lineman, you can play. But I mean, I always felt like if I had to, I'd go play center. I remember my redshirt freshman year, I was the starting tackle. And at one point, I was our backup center because we had so many injuries.
Wow.
I mean, was it my perfect position? No, but I felt like I could have done it if I needed to. That's why you can put your best five out there. Put your best five players on the field. That's why Laramie Tunsil started last year at left guard. That's why Larry Allen, when Mark Tuinei was in Dallas, was the starting left guard. And the moment Mark Tuinei left, he went to left tackle.
That was a bad move.
He was better at guard.
He's my way better
is,
guard.
My point is they felt like
so,
they were better.
So what they did is they weakened the guard spot, and then they got weaker at the tackle
but they
spot.
Had no, but the reason they did it is they had no other tackle who could play left tackle, and Larry was their best offensive lineman.
Put it this way, like, Marcus. When Larry Allen was playing left tackle, I was going against him, and I couldn't wait.
You didn't want to be in there. In the
but if he was at guard – I did not want to kick down and be a defensive tackle in nickel or anything else.
Well, see, that's my question to Tony. How can some guys – obviously, Larry couldn't do it.
Yeah, he could do it. No, he was still –
A good tackle?
Oh, yeah, he's still a Pro Bowl tackle.
He was – But you were licking your chops to face
him. He was all pro at guard.
Hold on, he was a Hall of Famer guard. He was a
– Yeah, but I mean, it was all everything.
He made the Pro Bowl left tackle.
But it was after he had played left guard for so long, so you know a lot of that is notoriety name.
But he was still a top five tackle. In the NFC?
No.
Yeah, in the NFC, yes, he was, Jeff.
No.
I watched him.
Debatable. Yes. I love it.
He was. I'm just telling you.
Nope.
Now, was Jonathan Ogden a better left tackle than left guard? Yes. But were they best with those two on the field at the same time? Yes.
Why was he not a top five left tackle?
Didn't have the length and didn't have the feet. I mean,
so you could get around him.
Yeah, but he had good feet for a guard. But I mean, you're talking totally different class. But yeah, I mean, once he got his hands on you, the hard part was for him was getting his hands on you. You know, but I mean, Larry Allen's space. I had no fear of Larry Allen's space, but Larry Allen a guard. I didn't want to join that world. You know, I mean, totally different player.
No, he's a better. Listen, he was a better guard. But I'm just saying, he was still
God,
a good
a guard. He was unbelievable. I mean, he like bench pressed like.
800 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't like weight room strength. It was functional strength.
Time.
He's a great player.
You know, but there is some. Jeff makes a good point. What he said, I don't know if anyone caught that, is the things you have to be careful. You don't want to weaken one position. You don't want to move a guy to weaken two positions.
Back in the early years here in Jacksonville. And I thought that this was one of Tom Coughlin's mistakes. When there was an injury on the offensive line, there would be a shuffle that typically would happen sometimes. You know, in a perfect world, what you'd like to be able to do is if one component gets hurt, somebody steps in to that spot, and then everybody else stays the same. You don't want to break the continuity. You know, and I know in the early years of the Jaguars, when there was an injury on the offensive line, you know, for example, if Tony got hurt.
I'll give you it was Ben Coleman.
Ben Coleman would kick out the left tackle.
But Jeff, at that time, Ben Coleman always hated it because in most teams he would have been the starting left tackle. I mean, he was as tall as I was, as long as I was.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just, you know, in certain situations, yes. Yeah. But I mean, for the most part, you don't want to switch a guy. If you have an injury at one position, you don't want to make two or three moves just because you had one position get hurt.
That's right. No, and I agree. I just don't think Brandon Linder is that much better of a center than he is of guard. I could argue that he was better as a guard the year before than he was as a center.
And so he's really good no matter where he plays.
I agree with that. But you could watch. So if I came in and I was Tom Coughlin and I said, okay, I'm going to evaluate this having no history or anything, and I just watched the film of Brandon Linder playing guard and Brandon Linder playing center. At the end of that session, you might look at it and say, Brandon Linder's a better guard. Now, he's played a good center, but he was a really good guard. Remember, he was moved there because they didn't get anyone in free agent. They didn't get Alex Mack. And they didn't get the guys they wanted at center. So they felt like he was their best option. But we forget that he was really – he might be better at guard. So why wouldn't you move him back to the position where he's better at than he is at center?
No. I see your point.
So – but who knows? Or they could just be cross-training and we're just talking.
It's just CrossFit.
I think that's what's going on, actually. Was that the Popo stuff?
He gave me the, like, hey, whoa, you're treading on dangerous waters.
Check out Jack Hennedy's Audi Jacksonville on landing.
Off, text messages.
You can lease some beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. We'll finish up Jaguars Thursday after this on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio. Jaguars Thursday is presented by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association and Visit Florida. Play local, eat local, stay and play. Get tickets for Daly's Place at Daly's Place. Jaguars.com. If you're watching us on Jaguars.com, you're seeing video of the first ever show. Friday, the sound check from the in-house band.
Are you reading the lyrics off your phone?
I am. Yeah, I don't know the words of Day Tripper. What do you want?
Okay, and here's
thought it was Kenny Chesney.
Here's my question. What's with the head shake? You see the head shake? Like,
I was into it, man.
Like he's flipping his long hair that he doesn't have.
There's the bass player.
Yeah.
Man, he's a good-looking dude.
Hmm. How do I hear this? I got
to
hear it.
We'll get to that. It is not tonight, but at some point.
At some point, can we play that on the radio?
And make sure I'm back when we do that.
Yeah. There you have it. So, some concerts coming up. Styx and REO Speedwagon, Thursday, July 20th. Jethro Tull, November 7th. Mary J. Blige announced now, August 23rd. Meek Mill and Yo Gotti, what? July 22nd.
Meek Mill. Let's go.
I'm in.
Who's that?
I've heard my kids talk about him.
Yeah, Meek, he's a rapper.
Yeah,
I think he's the first rap act.
I'm gonna go.
He's the first rap act.
Just so I'll get street cred with my kids.
Street cred. You'll get some street cred as my kid.
And then,
is he good?
Yeah, he's good.
Can you rap us a couple lines?
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Are the lyrics okay for radio? Oh,
okay. Popo. No, can't do it.
Popo.
Lauren J. Blige, that'd be a good show.
And Lauren Hill and Nas are playing together the week we're in London. Yeah.
Oh, we're in London?
Yeah, it's 2 days after Zach Brown Band.
That's a good one, though.
Tickets at dailiesplace.com.
It's amazing. Now, and there's going to be a show every Saturday night before the football game.
That's the plan, yes.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, I might just sleep down at the stadium.
Yeah. You could.
I'll be here early, ready to go.
I got a couch in my office.
I'll be more than 5 minutes early.
Are we going to tailgate next time, Tony?
Let's go.
I've seen you. I saw you at 2 of the 3 shows, and I didn't see you.
You never called me.
I was here. You know where I am.
Barbecue.
Jeez. Let's go around the National Football League, please. Starting with Redskins corner Josh Norman running his mouth this week. He says it's going
Nothing
to get
new.
Ugly in the NFC East this season. He said Dez Bryant is, quote, just a guy who doesn't wow with his play on the field.
Dez Bryant was asked about that, I think, today or yesterday, and he said he's not even going to reply to that.
Good. High road.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Josh Norman needs just to shut up and play. You know, I mean, that's one of the things I think that, you know, when you get recognized and you get a big free agent deal, got your money, and what, it's not good enough to be just a good player anymore?
I mean, you got to be defensive back.
You got to gain more notoriety by running your mouth.
You got to talk the guy.
In May?
That's what they do, Jeff.
In May.
I mean, Marcus and I were talking about that today. Defensive players run their mouths. Am I wrong, Mark?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what they do. It's what you guys do.
No, wait a minute.
You want to know why
you can chirp so much as a defensive player? Because you have to make one play all game, and you're a hero. Offensively, we have to be consistent. We have to do it play in and play out. So we're more businesslike. We're more professional. They run their mouth. So it doesn't surprise me that Dez just kept his mouth shut. He's a professional, hell of a player. If he's no good, I'll take him right now.
Yeah.
By the way, but that's the problem with you defensive guys. One play, you got one sack, Jeff. You are a hero. Hero. You got pancaked every other dang play. One sack. Loggeman's the greatest. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's in the dirt. Look at the back of his jersey.
Yeah, but if I didn't. But if I got a sack every game,
you'd be rich.
I'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, baby.
I mean, a sack a game, one play a game. That's Hall of
Fame. Offensive lineman, you give up one sack a game, you're cut.
Out of work.
Oh, as you should be.
That's why they run their mouth and chirp.
Marcus, did you ever find yourself in a moment of weakness trying to chirp? Going the other way? No?
No. I didn't get into chirping. Mm. Like Tony said, we just
go play, baby.
Peyton Manning-led Colts didn't chirp on offense.
No, we didn't chirp.
Let me ask you this.
We didn't chirp.
Who
kicker did for us? We were pretty good.
The kicker did.
Yeah, he did. We said offense. Yeah, yeah.
You want to say something that's kind of crazy now is that the punter for the Raiders chirps maybe more than anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. But here's a guy that can back it up, though.
Back up what? What does he back up?
He kicks a long way. He goes out and makes tackles.
Oh, give me a break. He does not. It's overblown. How many tackles he makes.
I was trying to help him out.
Give me a break.
Shut it all down.
You know what he is? He had one nice run against us because we fell asleep. and he kicks it a long way. Big deal. You're a punter. I mean, you have to know your place.
I know your role. Who was the best talker that you ever faced in the league?
That is a great question.
Baselli, the question's for you, too.
Mm.
The best chirper you ever heard.
You know, I was expecting when we played John Randall that it was going to be him. when we played, he was all business. Now, he chirped to some other guys, but he never chirped to me. Bruce Smith, he had some foul. We had some unkind words.
Was that from
the
ground, or was that when he was standing?
We were
up.
Going at it pretty good.
How about Reggie White?
No, yeah, well, he was whining. I'm not talking about whining. I'm talking about chirping.
So the all-time chirper I played against was Jason Taylor. Never shut up.
Hmm.
From the start of the game to the end.
Even if you're beating him?
Oh.
Even worse then.
I was beating the heck out of him. And he even, I mean, we laugh about it now. I'm like, Jason, why didn't you shut up? He goes, I was young and stupid. I mean, because it was his second year in the league. And when I talk, and he wouldn't just talk smack. He would, like, have full, complete sentences. So like, he's a really smart dude. So he'd, like, have, like a conversation. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. Shut up. And he
is it all you said?
Still,
shut
just
up.
Wouldn't stop.
That oh, would not stop. In fairness,
it was just shut up. That was.
I was PG.
Raiders show.
He's like Monty Python.
He would never say. You know,
he's getting his arms cut off. But Bazzelli's burying him. I'm going to kill you, Bazzelli.
And I got a 15-yard penalty because he drove me so crazy. So part of it worked.
What about you?
But he was an all-timer.
I have to say, Rodney Harrison.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hot Rod. He just all the time. Winning, losing, and most times they were winning. They were killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Well, hey.
Any offensive linemen ever talk?
Yeah. No, most of the offensive linemen didn't talk.
I wouldn't say a word,
you know?
A week from tonight, coaching clinic, local middle school, high school coaches. Register at youthfootball@jaguars.com. Address it to Marcus Pollard, and you'll get registered for a great day here at Everbank Field. Should be fun, right?
It should be a great time.
And if you want to go, if you're a coach here and you want to go to the coaching clinic in London, you can sign up for that.
Oh, really?
A little bit longer trip.
Tony says so.
We can come hang out with Marcus tonight. We'll be out there.
Mark will be going.
Mark Burnell's going. Who else is going on DACA this year? You're in charge. You're the boss.
Ty Wheat? Keenan?
Ty Wheatley? K-Mac's going to go?
Yeah.
Be a good group.
Should be. This is a good group.
We're going to get Doug Marone to go, too. Tom Coughlin. Dave Coughlin.
Bounce contracts. Marcus Pollard, good to see you.
You need to come do this more often, MP.
Tony Vaselli, Jeff Lagerman, Joe Fortunato, Hollywood Max Hockman. I'm JP Shadrick. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.